House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 1562, an act. Relating to sexual trafficking of a child. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Barton votes aye. Senator from Barton. Madam Secretary, please call the absentees.
Senators Hageman, Kraus, Nasheed, Shoup.
With your vote of 28 ayes, 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Oh, hi, Madam President. Without objection, the Senator will go to the order of business of resolutions. I'd ask you recognize the Senator from Polk County on Senate Concurrent Resolution 67.
The order of business will be resolutions. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate Concurrent Resolution 67 be taken up for adoption. Eggs.
Senator from Polk. You've heard the motion from the Senator from Polk.
All those in favor, aye.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before the body.
Thank you, Madam President. I now move that the Senate Concurrent Resolution 67 be adopted. Madam President, this has to do with the what would be known as the egg resolution, and what really occurred on this in California. Passed an initiative petition out there that was basically sponsored by the HSUS, and this concurrent resolution condemns California's anti-trade actions relating to eggs, calls on the California legislation to repeal AB 1437, and urges the voters of California to reconsider and repeal Proposition 2. Madam President, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3 of the United States Constitution, also known as the Commerce Clause, was designed to ensure free trade between the states by preventing any state from imposing a tariff or other restriction on goods from another state. In 2010, at the will of the Humane Society of the United States, the California legislation passed AB 1437, which was signed into law by the governor, prohibiting the sale of eggs from other states that do not meet the requirements of Proposition 2 in 2008. Madam Chairman, sometimes we think of this as a minor deal, but this is exactly what's happened. The Humane Society of the United States tries to come to Midwestern states such as Missouri, and there are people I've battled with my entire career here, and they can't win here. So what they simply do is go to another state, and now what they're trying to do is impose the state laws of California on the people of Missouri. And that is just flat wrong. And unfortunately, that seems to be what they're getting away with now instead of coming here to our state. So I would ask the body here to support this resolution, this Senate concurrent resolution, that we can send a message to California. And I would truly hope they would pay attention to it. And for the days to come, there'll be more and more things like this come in the United States, where we got the special interest groups like the HSUS trying to impose regulations on our agriculture in this state. So with that, Madam President, I would be glad to answer any questions.
The senator from Polk has moved for the adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution number 67. Does any senator desire to be heard? And I believe I saw the senator from the first on his feet first.
Thank you, Madam President. To inquire the senator from Polk.
Senator from Polk, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
You know, I really just have a very simple question on this resolution. Didn't we do this last year? We've had a California Egg Dormant Commerce Clause resolution on the floor before.
You know, actually, the floor leader had that last year.
Yeah.
I'm not for sure whether that got completed or not. I don't know.
I may be misremembering, but I could have sworn. I know it was on the floor, and I would have. I thought we had a vote on it.
I don't remember.
Anyway.
But I guess I could only say this.
Yep.
They haven't taken action yet on that one.
Well, right,
right. If they
get
another one, they will surely take action on this one.
And maybe that the House didn't move it last year. I don't know, Senator. We've had this before, and I don't think unfortunately, the issue has not changed from California's point of view. I think the majority, and maybe the overwhelming majority of Missourians, support this resolution and the policy behind it, if maybe not every comma and semicolon in it. But this is a Dormant Commerce Clause issue. And look, I mean, I think statistically, like if California were its own country, it'd be like the 10th largest in the world or something like that. I mean, it has a outsized market influence. It's a big state, and it uses, and other big states, Texas being one, will sometimes use their size. I mean, just the reality is what happens in those states drives a lot of things because of what it does to the marketplace in that one very large market, and that does have implications for the rest of us. So they try to throw, I mean, you know, we have things like this happen. Happens with textbooks, happens with other things. But obviously, I think Missourians speak with pretty close to one voice on this particular issue that we don't want to have our state's agricultural policy dictated from somewhere in a different time zone.
And you're exactly right, Senator. California, whether you like them, whether you don't, they have a huge impact on the economy of the United States. And a matter of fact, the last I knew, and I haven't seen anything earlier, that eggs were $6 a dozen in California after all this took place.
It could very well be. And you know what? I mean, look, we're a federalist society. I mean, we have 50 states. They make their own policy choices, and if states want to pursue a regulatory path that leads to a result like what you just mentioned, they can do that. The problem is when they start trying to dictate that result for everybody else.
Right.
And in effect, that's what many believe has happened here. California's a great place. I'm personally partial to Missouri, but their market impact is one thing. I mean, just their market impact alone is enough to effectively dictate a lot of things just by market forces. They don't even have to really go as far as this particular proposition went to have an impact in Missouri, but they've gone that far and then some here. So I do note that the governor that we mentioned, the governor of California that we mentioned in the resolution, has now left office. So we've been dealing with this issue for some time.
Right.
But I just wanted to ask because I in my mind's eye, I could have sworn we took this up last year and got it done, but maybe I'm imagining that.
I don't think we passed it last year.
Really? Okay.
I'm not sure we brought it up. That was my understanding. I just got told that.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll get it done this year, Senator. I'd certainly love to see it. Thank you, Senator.
All right.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? on Senate Concurrent Resolution number 67? Hearing none. Senator from Polk, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the ninth votes aye. By your vote of 24 aye, 1 no, the Senate concurrent resolution is adopted. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, Senate will go to the business of House bills on third read in formal calendar. And I'd ask you to recognize the Senator from Lewis on House Bill 1729.
Senator from Lewis is recognized for House Bill 1729 with a point of order pending.
Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you.
I move that House Bill number 1729 with the committee substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Newton.
To rule on the point of order.
Proceed.
With the addition of seeds and soil fertilizer, which by definition under 26.6.361 are not fertilizers, the cynically substitute clearly goes beyond the title of the bill. For that reason, the point of order should be ruled well taken.
The point of order is ruled well taken. Please send that back. The order of business is House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1729, Senator from Lewis.
Madam President, I ask that you lay that bill on the informal calendar.
That bill will be laid on the informal calendar. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, Senate go to the order of business of reports of standing committees. And I'd ask you recognize the Senator from Clay County for a report. And I know the Senator from Newton County is on his way to the dais to accept that report.
The order of business will be reports of standing committees.
We are on the business of report standing committee. Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee on commerce has three reports.
Please send the reports forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your committee on commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1717, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1804, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2689, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sylvie, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Please refer to Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute Senate Bill 590 and Senate Committee Substitute Senate Bills 857 and 712, the Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight.
Those will be so referred. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, Senator, go to the order. Oh, I'm sorry. Would you check with the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, would you ask them to please be read?
There are messages from the House. Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report Number 2 on Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 2203 as amended, and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute Number 2 for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 2203. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 875. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole. Excuse me, Senator, we do have one more message. Madam Secretary, please read that message.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House conferees for Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 2007 be allowed to exceed the differences on sections 7.060 and 7.065. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, may I inquire of you?
Yes, Senator. Proceed.
Have you ever seen 32 people smile at one time?
I think I'm about ready to see that.
Without objection, Madam President, Senator, go to the order of business of announcements.
The order of business will be announcements. Hearing none, Senator from Cole.
They're dumbfounded. No further business coming before the body, Madam President. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
The Senate will be adjourned. Oh, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.